Episode 181, Hella Games. Get to know your host, Hella Bass. Play along at home as people compete for bonus chances to win the Powerhouse Lithium 16-volt, 48-amp-hour charger bundle that we're giving away really soon.
This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
What's up, everybody? Why does it look my signal's not that strong? Well, tonight is the night of the long-awaited Hella Bass Games trivia session number one. We'll talk a little bass fishing early and often, and then we're going to get into what we'll call the Hella Games, which is how we are going to kind of ramp things up for volt 48 amp hour powerhouse lithium giveaway and increase some people's chances, which will be coming soon. And I think those not participating in the Hella Games can play along at home and enjoy some of the fun and maybe learn something about your Wednesday night Hella Bass Live host that you may or may not know. So we will see. We are live on the Instagrams, the TikToks, the Facebooks, the YouTubes, all of the usual places. What's up, Colby? Member of 18 months. That's cool. You miss Billy Bass, like the fish on the wall? Sounds good. Looks good. All right. So we got a few things to cover, but we are going to get into how we win the Powerhouse Lithium battery. What's up, Miles? Nice. Critical Gravy Joe, 7 hours from South Carolina vacation to be here. Where do we want to begin? You may notice, first thing, I don't know. We might find out tonight how conducive this Richardson 112 is, because this just feels wrong. Is it just me, or do hats not look right on my head, or is it just in my head that I don't think they look right on my head? Because I'm going to be breaking out the scissors tonight. And look at you, Daniel, 27 months. That's awesome. You should be well-suited for trivia, Daniel. You've been here a long time. It's not my vibe. It just, like, my head is literally stretched to the top of this hat. And it's like, I feel like it's excessively high off my ears. Am I crazy, or do they just not fit? Weird. All right. Can somebody put Clay in timeout? One of the moderators, please put Clay in timeout for blasphemy. Rick, 20 months. That's awesome. Darius, OG. A lot of these OG members are the ones that are in the in the games. Big Dumb Crew. You may notice we got some new stickers. Some of those, I saw some of these of you may have seen the new sticker on the Whatnot stream. Was it on Sunday? We got a bunch of them designed by AJ. So if any members want to get themselves the Hella Bass 24 stickers, just shoot me a DM. We'll figure out how to get you some. That would have been a great trivia question, TK. The other TK. But Hella Bass goes back to late 90s, early 2000s. If you were around back then when chat boards and chat rooms and forums and AOL Messenger and all those things were a thing, everybody had like a username. And back then, between like let's say 98 to 2001, I played college volleyball club team UW Stout. And so like a kill in volleyball, right, is like a hit, right? You score a point. And so like hella kill would be like a huge, great, big, grand, awesome, over the top kill. So that was kind of like a college username. And then once I got out of volleyball, it just rolled into hella bass. So that's kind of the, yeah. If you don't know the dial up screech, there you go. Anthony Guy says my AOL was Baloney 413. Yeah. ASL, age, sex, location. Jerry says I was once Duck Hazard on Refuge forums. He wanted Pond Scum, but it was taken. But yeah, so we're going to run through a few things before we get into the trivia games. Those there are 14 people in the games. Brian K, Daniel T, Rex, aka Top Toad, AJ, Dax, Greg S, Tom M, Jacob J, Jerry Hall, Dustin Taylor, Ralph Boyd, Nick K, Darius K, and Critical Gravy John Welsh. So those are your contestants that are still alive. That's 14 people still alive for the Powerhouse Lithium giveaway. And how this is going to work is basically everybody is still alive, and it's going to come down to a random draw. But what we are playing for tonight is bonus entries. So people can, by participating tonight, as long as you participate in the games, you'll get one bonus entry. So you all have one entry. So basically a 1 in 14 chance. Anybody that plays tonight, or I'm either going to have another one either Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday, depending on what will work for most people that don't make it tonight. And you can participate in both. You'll just get the points from your best of the two if you predicted in both. we're explaining it right now. Well, you had to make a couple steps as a member. We've had this thing going on for about a month to get in here. But you basically had to be a member or join a member, and then you had to make a Omnia purchase, submit your codes. And so this is not a knockout round. This is basically because there was just between how I was going to do this, people's schedules, people have to work. I didn't want to eliminate anybody. So what we're doing is we're playing for bonus entries. So by completing trivia tonight, you're going to get bonus entries and increase your odds. So for every person you beat tonight or the next one in your best finish, you'll get a bonus point. So if 10 people play tonight and you finish first, you're going to get like 9 bonus points, but everybody will get a point for playing. But like, let's say Critical Gravy, you make it to both sessions. Let's say you finish 5th tonight and 3rd next week, you would take your bonus points from the next one. So that's how we'll do it. Hopefully the copper is not too loud in the background being a butthead, but so yes, you'll be playing for a 16 volt 48 amp hour. So this $525 battery, which according to our friends at Powerhouse Lithium will, what did he say? 2 12 inch units and a live scope for all day. And it'll come with a charger. So it'll basically be like a $700 value. Sorry that you didn't catch any of the replays, Will. You would have been eligible. I'm sure you probably used the Omnia code, but we had to cut it off sometime. So yes, this is what's up for grabs. Thanks to our friends at Powerhouse Lithium. I was going to do a thing tonight too. Like I was going to give away something. I'll put together a prize pack, maybe like a Bass Tech prize pack for the individual winners of each trivia night. We'll get a Bass Tech jigs prize pack. I don't have it handy, but I'll get something out. So even if you win, you'll be playing for something tonight, and it won't be for nothing if you don't get drawn. Yes. Hell of a prize. Good point, Clay. That's all right, Carol. You got to give everybody else a chance. Greg said it would work for him. Greg's in. So we'll get to that trivia here in a little bit. Now there's a couple people working, give a little chance, get everybody in here. I sent out a link. So if you are one of the people I named, I sent out an email maybe like an hour or two ago. So get those things ready. But there's a couple things I want to cover before that. Tonight's show is presented by Arsenal Fishing as normal and powered, boosted by Powerhouse Lithium. So thanks to those, the show partners. There were definitely a lot of people that bought a lot of stuff from Arsenal Fishing last year, and I appreciate that using my code. So thanks to all you that grabbed some good Arsenal gear in 2023. Speaking of codes, I will flash the Omnia code quickly. It did change patterns now. It's not so easy to predict, but so that's at OMHB134XW. Tonight is the last night for the January code. There will be a new code for February, and we'll try to remember to get that posted tomorrow in a timely fashion on my social media and get it in the descriptions and videos. So last night to use on this code, and then there'll be a new code for next week. We talked about the stickers. So reach out if you're a channel member and you want to get stickers. Otherwise, I have had them up in my Whatnot shop to purchase them. I think I have them like two for a dollar. So they're pretty economical. And so other things happening. Well, I got this Omnia box. We'll touch on that here. And should we get into this? So I got two bags of jerky with my order. I got both the green chili, which AJ said he was a fan of, and the original. I think I did try the green chili that I actually bought some from a gas station this summer because I remembered liking the Wild River jerky that was free of my, and I actually bought some, but it worked. I did sample some other flavors after getting some, but I got two bags along with this recent order. Those that follow along on Instagram and other places might know what these are. Illumination says, Ninja Scissors, best kayak scissors, hands down. That's cool. I don't use those as much. I use more of the other style, but I could definitely see in a kayak where that would be legit. I did order some Berkeley knockoff of Sauruses. Yep, you won't see much more Dax until I actually fire up the game and start. So just hang tight. Yes, this is the Vixen Mega Haul. So for those that complained that there weren't any Vixens available at Omnia after I posted the link, is because I ordered this many before I posted the link for everybody. Yes, Hellebass 2024. All right, so it looks like I ordered 9 of them. So I got a couple Lushes, which is like a sexy shad kind of looking color, which I don't think was one of the original colors. And then I got a couple of these. These are the silver flitter shads, which are like an OG color. Maybe I only ordered 8. No, I mean, no, it's 9. Okay. And then these are kind of new. The ghost herring. Is that a blueback herring or a Josh herring? I'm not showing the right cameras here. There's the silver flitter shad. The Lush again. And then, because these have never been out before, the chromes. I'm kind of excited for the chrome Vixen. AJ said, I made another order just for the green chili jerky. The bone were gone before I was able to get. Now I have a lot of bone already, though. So, plus I have a version 3 bone right there. I got a couple from Tackle Hut. February, Brian is finally off the wagon. You got the Lush last year. I didn't see the Lush last year. Yeah, I've been kind of watching for the call sheds to restock. I think I saw somebody else say that earlier they got some Strike King Gravel Dogs with the code. That's cool. 3 bones for Gator. Yeah. I had my Christmas gift card, which definitely helped. I think it's supposed to say bone or chrome or leave it at home. 39 minutes was too long. I don't, do I change the hardware? For tournaments, I do. I like the hooks on them. The hooks on them are just fine. But when they get dull, I'll switch them out. A couple things I do like to add. I don't have my topwater box handy here. I'll often put a light feather hook on the back. But these hooks are pretty darn sticky. I'll also sometimes put double split ring on the back. So this back one, if you get one pinned, it'll turn. And then I like always like a red hook on the front. Lots of call shed at the East Tennessee show. Yeah, weather, like it hit almost 60 today. So there's that. MPFL Live starts tomorrow on Logan Martin. And then BPT, they finally live tomorrow after skipping out on 2 days of live. So it's just crazy to me that Major League Fishing BPT like decided the first event of the year wasn't going to be televised. Like, I understand they're trying to save potentially some money or some things like that to, you know, shifting cameras around, doing more team series stuff. But the first one of the year, like, to me, that was a huge opportunity to not have that live. Down South Bassin says he's going to watch MPFL. It's going to be interesting because you're going to have, what, Drew Cook and Buddy Gross and Kyle Welcher, Patrick Walters, David Fritz. There's a lot of big names that joined the MPFL this year. Not doing live home opener. Yeah. Like, so they're not doing the first 2 days of any BBT events. Backsize hook on a spook. I believe those are number fours. Try to stick with what they do normally. Darius is just going to go fishing himself. MPFL still, I think MPFL's on the rise, whereas the BPT is maybe on the downswing. And I'm careful not to, I feel like MLF as a whole is still doing some good things with the Toyotas and the BFLs and things like that. So a lot of people are like, MLF sucks. But to me, it's really the BPT that I have a problem with and what they're doing. They kind of gutted the fantasy fishing game. So it's more of a BPT thing for me. So yeah, that's crazy. We're going to get the games going here. Attitude King on TikTok, not going to go live, but we got one quick thing here before we start the games. So, and then we'll get into this. I think you guys will find the trivia entertaining, even those that aren't competing. You can play along at home, keep your own score sheet at home, and we'll be back in a minute. Get your notepads ready and keep your own score for those that aren't in the actual competition.
Are you ready to reel in your next home purchase or refinance? Supreme Lending's Dream Team can help guide you through the entire mortgage process, from pre-qualification to closing. We have a wide variety of home loan programs in our tackle box, including down payment assistance and first-time homebuyer options. You can ask Hella Bass. He trusted finance his home. Contact the Dream Team today by searching Supreme Lending Dream Team or click the link below in the description or scan the QR code on your screen.
All right, we are back. Thanks to the Dream Team. Cheers to the Dream Team for supporting the stream. If you have any refinance things as interest rates come down or you're looking for a new home, lease or vacation home, hit my buddy Aaron up and TD1 Steve. I didn't see you sneak in there, but congratulations on the membership. Appreciate that. Gotta see what that. Welcome to Team Hella. That's very awesome, Steve. I think that's a renewal. I think you were a member in the past. We can do a quick just for fun here. One of us, one of us, one of us. You don't think Luke and Fat Cat will be live until day two, okay? Yeah, I saw that new Bilge podcast. I marked it for watch later. It's supposed to be a former MLF lie detector, a polygrapher, I guess. Can do. Oh, we need to do the visor cut. That's true. We have to do the visor cut before we can get into the game. So I do see it looks like there's about 10 of you in the games, but let's Let's get things going here. Do I freehand it? Do I use the... So there's two options. You can kind of use casting visors as kind of a template, which is the safer route, or you can just freehand it. See, I think, you know, based on this, I think I can make this work. I've got practice. RJ, are you watching? I think I can just get yourself a good pair of sharp Arsenal scissors. Go beanie, wing it. That's all right. You're okay, Tom. You're in. Don't worry about it. All right. Yeah. Click the thumbs up button if you want to see this visor get chopped into a hat, or this hat get turned into a visor. So this is going to look like this, and hopefully, so I don't know. Would you do this to your favorite or your newest brand new Richardson 112? Let's see. Let's get this up here. I'll just start hacks on away. Steady hands. When in doubt, cut less. You can always come back. We could, I guess, the nice thing, the winner tonight, bonus entry with your Bass Tech prize pack, will get a Powerhouse Lithium bonus. Frank! Thanks for the membership, Frank. That's awesome. Canada, renewing. Oh, we upgraded from Team Hallett Advisory Gang. Thank you very much. That is awesome. We'll give Frank a fresh welcome to the Advisor Gang. Very fitting that Frank is now in the Advisor Gang. So let's just look at it. I'm getting pretty good at this. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that's pretty dang symmetrical for just... There could probably be a little cleanup on this little hump here, maybe. Just to trim this out a little bit, but... For the most part, I think I nailed it. Oh, what do you guys think? Should we take the take the sticker off? Put that right on there. Whoever wins the prize pack will get this bad boy tonight. HL. Oh. Is it Yarmolke? I don't even know how to pronounce that. Get some pit vipers and grow it out the back. How many has this been live? I don't know. I've probably done, what, 3, 4, 5 live visors? I don't know. That looks good. I could see this in some future videos this year in the summer. It does taper down to the back. Maybe needs a little smoothing out here. Probably got a little high spot there. I'll trim her up. We're not going to bore you with the trim. I'll even it out at the end here. Cool. All right, I think it's time to fire up the games here. Who's ready for some trivia? We got 9 people. There was 10. Looks like 10 now. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this again. Present view in new tab. All right. Dax Marshall says, whoa. All right. Share this tab instead. Add to stage. Feel more like this. All right. So I'm going to put up the screens. There are 15 questions. Open poll. Now I start the timer. So you're going to guess what is my biggest... Oh, there's live results. People are... I kind of changed some... Then maybe I need to go a little longer. It looks like only 7 of the people got their responses in. Okay. Maybe I need to just bump the timer up to like 30 seconds. I know it'll be a little slower, but I feel like some people don't have the chance. 7 pounds, 40 ounces. Actually, it's 7 pounds, 40 Z's. So Tyler says playing at home, 8-3. Believes that, show correct answer. It is 8 pounds, 3 ounces. It was a Texas bass from 2006. So those, Tom, are you playing in the real game? You should be signed in playing this at home, Tom, in the link in the email that I sent you earlier today. All right. Well, I'll give you a few moments to get that fired up, Greg. I know it could be tricky trying to listen on a device as well as. That's part of the reason I also didn't want to make this an all-in thing on trivia, because I knew I didn't want technology and schedules to completely eliminate people. So we can see the leaderboard here. So it looks like AJ, Darius, and Nick are the only three that got the first one right. And then Daniel, Jacob, Rex, Top Toad, and Brian got entries in, but they did not get it right. Old man eyes. Ah, you're saying you just can't. It needs a bigger screen. So I'm going to put up the next question here. We're going to kind of go this slow. So this isn't going to be like super fast. Time adjustment. I'm going to do 30 seconds. So what did I catch my PB large on? So this is the same one, the 8 pound, 3 ounce bass. What did we catch it on? I'm going to start the timer now. Tungsten is specific, but you do know that I own a tungsten jig company, or do you not know that? Can't hear you while talking while the music is playing. Okay, we can turn the music off. There was some complaints about the music being too loud the other night. Let me go without music. All right. That should fix the music issue. Yeah, muted the music. So, final answer. 10 people. Let's see, did we get 10 people into this question this time? Okay, so that seems more appropriate. People got their time in. It was an 8-inch lizard. It was an 8-inch white Lake Fork Top Dog lizard Texas rigged sight fishing in a lake in Texas. We'll leave it at that, because there could be... Are you sure there weren't jigs? I think there was tungsten jigs in 2006. No? There might have been. I think there was. I'm pretty sure there was, actually. It'd be really close to when they came out, to be honest. All right. Well, the pace seems to... So we'll give only one person got that right. I will say I wasn't a huge jig guy at that time. I kind of grew into jigs between 2006. So Clay said lizard. RJ said lizard. So the people at home, have I thrown a lizard since? Ty, yes. But probably not a ton. I actually, before that time, there was a period of time where I really liked to throw weightless lizards, Texas rigged, like along reeds and pads and stuff and shallow emergent vegetation in Minnesota. And like back in the day, the power lizard was one of my go-to on a Texas rig. Like the old pumpkin seed chartreuse tail was a good one. So who got that right? We see display leaderboard. Nope, actually wanted to see results. Show results. So that was the correct answer. Display leaderboard. Full list. Nick is the top. He's the only one that got two right. So, all right, working on the bugs out here. He looks at Nathan, says that you look like you would throw a lizard. Doesn't surprise me. Now, this is kind of interesting because the next year on the very same lake, I caught one of the biggest bass in a tournament on a mojo rigged, wacky rigged. So it's a little shy of lizard season here in Minnesota, but oh, I saw Clay over on TikTok. All right, let's get to the next question here. How many times has Hella fished the Bass Nation National Championship? Maybe I shouldn't be showing the live results. Is that good or bad to show the live results? I don't know. Five of the 14 people. Most everybody is here. But I feel like Dustin has signed in from the jail silently, listening. We know it's you, Dustin. I think you can update your answers too. Maybe I shouldn't be showing the live results, but it's more interesting for the people at home to watch the results. So, and since this isn't a winner take all, and this is just for bonus points, I think if we were, maybe I shouldn't. Also, people in the chat could be giving things away here, but it's for fun, right? This is for bonus chances. Three. Correct answer. Well, six of you got it correctly. The answer is three. Three chips and hopefully counting. Hopefully there's more to come. I could hide results. No. Display leaderboard. Full list. Nick's still at top. AJ's in second. All bunched up for third. Couple people yet to get on the board. Brian, that is disappointing that you're not on the board, Brian. You're one of the OGs here. Yeah, I guess in the chat, maybe just keep your chat until the timer's almost done and then enter your score at home. Yeah. Trying to catch up. You got it on 1.5. Does anybody at home have 3 points on their unofficial honesty scoreboard at home? All right, next question here. What year did I edit my first video for YouTube? Not the first videos I ever posted, because I had some like I just recorded, but there are some where I like recorded some stuff and posted, but which one did I actually like create a video and actually edit some footage to create like a you can only edit once, it says. Tom says he's in. It's just a bonus. Yeah. Chase says he's 3 for 3. Clay says he's 3 for 3. Maybe a TikTok playing at home. Let me see if Instagram has any. We'll shut that off. All right. Timer's done. 13 entrances in 1995. I don't think YouTube was a thing in 1995. I don't even actually remember. It was two. Nobody got that one right. And actually, the first video I posted, I think, was 2008. But the first video I edited was 2009. No points awarded. It was actually the first video I ever actually edited and clipped together was a video of myself and Josh Douglas fishing the Rum River for fall smallmouth. Metric system does help, Frank. All right, moving on to question. Are we having fun yet? Is this interesting? Dex says, I guess I actually know nothing about you. And we are doing another round of this, and there'll be different questions. What is my biggest Minnesota largemouth? 515, 6 pounds, 1 ounce, 7 pounds, 4 ounce, or 7 pounds, 7 ounces. Greg says he had that one. Timer up. Is the timer still going? No, I can't. The timer's really faint on my screen. Answers are locked. Looks like a little few more people knew this one. 7 pounds, 4 ounces. We're not going to talk into details because this could lead to a future. There is actually a video of this on the channel. A Minnesota beast, I would say. Timer on the wrong screen. Yeah, if we did in kilograms, Frank would have a better option. All right. Leaderboard. Nick. Nick is a student. He's only missed one. He missed the video year one. Hey, yo, BBC in the house. Yeah, Clay was listening to the old, that was about the time we were doing that old school fantasy fishing podcast called Fantasy Fishing Insider, Clay, with Greg and Jason. I'm down with that, Illuminathan. All right, question number six. What year did I fish the first Bass Nation Natty? We discussed that I fished three of them. All of them are actually cataloged to some degree on the YouTube channel. Definitely wasn't on a Mojo Wacky, Greg. First time I saw me was on BTL. Like, that was during the COVID, like, guest shows where Mark was, like, hosting, like, panels, like, watch parties, I think. Hole is closed. Ooh. These questions are a little stymieing. Only two people know that was 2014. I think there's some follow-up. Oh, Ouachita River, Louisiana. Paul Mueller won that championship, and that propelled him to that Gunnersville Bassmaster Classic, where he has, I think, still holds the one-day record for biggest bag in a Bassmaster Classic, where he came up basically, what, just 14 ounces short of winning that classic that Randy Howell won, and he only weighed three keepers on day one. Yeah, COVID watch party. If you knew how to answer, is it hard to click the buttons? Gravy said, good guess. There we go. All right, did it shake up the leaderboard? Nick gave up ground. Darius climbing in. AJ, a disappointing third at this point. And so, Brian's on the board. Look at you, Brian. You got one right. All right. Next question. How many Dobbins rods do I own? Do, 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 do. I could do like my own, instead of the timer music, like do, 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 do. Oh, the guesses are all over the place. Halfway, 14 seconds. People changing their answers, second guessing themselves. That's all right. There's always the other one. You get two chances at this, Jerry. And it's anything just by participating, you will gain a bonus entry, Jerry. And I know you're trying to work, so. I didn't play seventh grade hockey. I never played hockey. Not enough. 19 has to be it. 36. Is that a lot? Is that too many? It's not enough, according to Carol. Never enough. Yes. You can keep track at home, Brendan, but you had to get entered in the Powerhouse Lithium games by paying attention for the last month and get pre-registered. You are special. Just not special in this way. Ooh, just like a fantasy fishing roster where you take the winner off and blow your team. All right, leaderboard update. Nick. Slipping a little bit, Nick. Oh, Brian got up to 2 points. People are closing the gap on that one. All right, question. Next question. How many lose reels did I purchase in 2023? The second game would just be like, what rod do I use for chatterbaits? What rod do I use for poppers? What rods do I use for this? Special if you traded me a different bait for that snowball. Oh, Carol says she knows this one. He's like, oh, people are changing their answers. All right. The answer is 2. Black Friday, I bought a Hypermag and a BB1. 0 of them are Sierra BFS rods. But I do have a handful of Sierra rods. Ooh, yeah. People are cutting in. Nick's losing ground here. Oh, Darius. Bringing that heat from Kentucky. All right. How many? Now, if you've been watching videos lately, how many native gill bass did I catch on my fall fishing MEA Minnesota trip up north to the Cross Lake area on a video that was published not that long ago? People are thinking about this one. You probably don't have time in 30 seconds to go watch the video and figure it out. He says he swung and missed on a couple. Correct answer. 4-0? 8 of you said 0. That is amazing. 4 fish in a very pretty short time here. Would have been more if I didn't break it on a dock pole. That's how I could have caught probably 5 or 6 or 7 that night, because I picked up a mag draft and went to work and caught several more. I know Nick paid attention to that one. He was on one of his pet lakes. So he probably rewatched a couple times. Ooh, Brian, surging. So up to 9. We got 6 questions left. What's up, Main Street? Mainstream? All right. How many states? This is a little more out there. How many states has Hella caught a bass in? 4 or 5 bass on a root crankbait from Marty Burns, and then a northern ate it off. This one I'd have to, like, I had to count it up the other night. I actually don't remember the actual number. I'd have to, timer's up. Nobody bowled in the, that's not, I, okay. That's not right. I highlighted the wrong one. There's no way I've caught bass in 17 states. I'm pretty sure that's wrong. Maybe it is right. No, that is. Yeah, okay, there's a different question. I'm second guessing myself. No. No, that's right. That's right. That is right. Because there's another question coming up. AJ says he thinks it's right. No, yeah. So let me think here. Let me just see. Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. Which state was the best? Depends on your define on best. That might be a future question either tonight or next time. So we're not going to spoil that quite yet. Right. Nick still at the top. Shuffling up. All right, next question. How many states has Hella competed in tournaments? I don't want to list it out there. That might throw some people off. Thanks for being impressed, Dax. Boom, 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 boom. So 4, 7, 11, or 13, the number of states that I've competed in bass fishing tournaments. The poll is closed. Clay says 7. It's 11. You guys don't. More. That's what I had to think about this, like, because I was like, maybe it wasn't that many, but no. When I thought, I was like, I've actually done 11 states where I've fished in tournaments. Then the 17 number made more sense in my head after counting the other night. I stayed up late making questions last night. Greg said he finally figured it out. So they're actually listed these ones out here. I didn't put them in the other ones, but so it's Texas, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Georgia, Michigan, and Alabama are the states that I've competed in tournaments. You're at 2. You've only competed in 2 states. And Julie says she got 1 playing along at home. Make sure you're keeping along. T-Wolves destroying the Mavericks tonight. Nice. Nick still hanging on. AJ surging back. Brendan and Greg still trying to get on the board here. Tom's on the board. 4 questions remain tonight. All right. What countries have I caught bass in? U.S. only, USA and Canada, USA and Mexico, or USA and Italy? Marty's originally from Ohio. Yeah. There you go, AJ. Got to put those fat painting fingers to use. How many fish has Helicawa ice fished? A few. I actually ice fished quite a bit in high school and younger. Feels tricky. Do you feel like it's a trick question? Hype man. Poll is closed. I knew this one would get some of you guys because you figure a guy from Minnesota has probably caught a bass in Canada. But he has not. Sorry, Frank. USA and Mexico. And both those Mexico fish are a couple times, both on the Amistad and Falcon side, Mexican side of those reservoirs. I mean, I'm further north than Canada or than Frank, but I've never caught a bass. Now, I've caught plenty of walleye out of Canadian waters, northern pike out of Canadian waters, but never a bass. Even Jerry's caught a bass in Canada. Maybe that'll change when I go to St. Clair for the Bassmaster Open. I am anti-fishing now, but I used to do some ice fishing. All right. Did that shake things up? I feel like that one might have tricked up Nick. Why not? Brian fell for it. All right, final few questions for tonight. 3 to go. This is an interesting one. What is the lightest line I've ever used fishing in a bass tournament? 6 pound, 7 pound, 8 pound, or 20 pound? Jerry dated a Canadian girl, I think is what he meant to say. Are you guys finding this entertaining in the chat? I mean, Canada is like 6 or 7 hours from my house. And I fished in Canada a lot, but the part of Lake of the Woods that I fished a ton of when we fished the Canadian side was pretty much walleyes and pike. 8 pounds. Never fished 6 pound in a tournament before. Surprise. Probably change that this year. Try some 6 or 7, maybe even some 5. Oh. Nick. Oh, Brian crept back in. People at the top getting some bonus points. On the right path. All right. 13 hours. There you go. Yeah, I've fished the Rainy River. I have caught a smallmouth bass in the Rainy River, but it definitely wasn't on the Canadian side. It was on the American side of the Canadian. Or the duck races? This is kind of like duck races, Baxter. All right. What boat did I first own, basically titled in my name? So not like a dad's boat, not my family boat. A Rebel 162, a Triton 19X3, a Basscat Pantera, an Aries 200XL, or the Camus CX20 Slamis. Slow duck. Triton. People are switching things out left and right. Oh, got you guys. It was an Aries 200 XL. Like a 19 and a half foot, a 19 foot, 2 inch Aries with a 200 Mercury. That's kind of before I started. Would that have been in my early videos? Maybe, if you go back. There's some evidence of it on the YouTube channel if you go back in the archives. Well, look, there's somebody on TikTok that said, "Hi, how are you? I'm a sugar plum princess. How was your day, my little peppermint stick?" That's really odd. The Aries were cool. They're actually a pretty sweet boat back in the day. Caught a lot of fish out of that bad boy until the transom let go. Yeah, people in Minnesota definitely probably. So we had a Rebel that my dad owned that then a good friend of ours, Larry Peterson, then owned. So I definitely fished some tournaments out of the Rebel 162 and fished a lot out of it, but I never owned it. The Aries is out of Tennessee, Darius. It was built right in that same area where like Stratos and a few other boats. It's after winter bass boats, Aries took that hull and put a new cap on it, and the Aries came from kind of the same people that built the winner. What's up, Sean Lai? Yeah. I mean, I fished a lot of state tournaments out of that Aries up until, I mean, probably like circa 2000 through 2000. I mean, when did I buy my 05 Basscat? Probably not till like 2010. So there was probably like the Aries I probably ran from like basically 2000 to 2010. Ace Blue on TikTok says, "We have a lot of sugar plum princesses in Colorado." Interesting. yeah. Where's TK? All right. Let's check the leaderboard here. See if that Nick looks like he's going to be pretty solidly locked in for the full bonus points tonight. AJ and Brian set up for some good bonus points. They could potentially hype man moving up the board. Brennan is somehow logged in twice with zero for both of them. A little technical difficulties, maybe. Maybe we can fix that up and you can join the next one here. All right, final question for tonight. What is the furthest west that I've ever caught a bass? The Columbia River in Washington, Lake Oahe, South Dakota, Lake Pleasant in Arizona, or Lake Amistad in Texas? People are thinking about this one. Nobody's answered. Oh, here come the answers in. Bum, 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 bum. Nick can play next time. He just won't earn any additional points next time. Can't believe you missed this to see Rick Klun. Clay says, Amistad, you could not be more wrong. Okay. And actually, nobody got it right. I actually have fished the Columbia River out of Washington. Vancouver, Washington. It was a work trip. Circa 2004, I also caught some sturgeon on that trip. So, and then I also, these are all places I have fished. I did. We caught some what they call shakers. They weren't real big. Julie says she got that one at home. So at people at home, did anybody beat Nick's 9 points at home? 9 out of 15. So I will just take a little screenshot of this so I don't forget, but I can also watch the video later. So, but did you guys learn anything about me tonight? Was that enjoyable? Not even close. Clay says maybe 6 of 15. Carol thought she was 6 of 15. Nope. It was some guy that I knew on Facebook that at the time, or Matt, I sent him a note and he took me out one evening after work. Chase said he had 8. Julie said 3. Hype Man says it was cool. Yeah. Come on, AJ. I think that'll happen this year. Do not have too many rods. There is an app called Vivox. So, yes, those of you that had technology issues, feel free to join. I'm going to get it scheduled. It might be Friday night, might be Saturday night, might be Sunday afternoon or Saturday, but I'll send out an email and get it scheduled. So you can re-enter. Anybody can play again next time. It'll be a completely different set of quotes. And you can try to better your score and earn more bonus points. But at this point, we'll say that however many people here probably cap it at like whatever. So like Nick will get like 9 bonus points. AJ and Brian will get like 7, and Hype Man will get like 6, and Darius, these guys will all get 5 points. It'll kind of work out. I'll figure it out. But those are the bonus entries you guys will get. And even Brennan down here will get 1 point for participating and having. But if that was technology reasons, you can try again. Yep. So Tom Muncy actually opened the email. So something different. Good strategy, AJ. Tom said it took him twice to get in. Participation points. Yeah, so that'll all get everybody in the drawing and increase your chances for the Powerhouse Lithium 16-volt, 48-amp-hour deep cycle battery plus charger, $700 value. And Nick, congratulations. You're going to get some Bass Tech jigs and this bad boy will be coming to you very soon. We'll also put together another Bass Tech Jig prize pack for the next games. So, yeah. So that took about an hour with all the intros and all that kind of stuff. Oh, it's just open. What do people think of the BPT MLF? Well played, Nick. Well played. Oh, sorry to hear that, Tom. Hopefully things are going better. Yeah, big miss for MLF, not streaming. Like, they blew that. Channel members, if you want to get a couple Hellebass 24 stickers, drop me a DM with your address or an email. We'll get those shipped out. What else is new? So, yeah, tomorrow, are you guys watching MPFL on Logan Martin or BPT on Toledo Bend? Is that right? Yeah. Super lame. Soups lame. Yeah, didn't Cliff Crochet supposedly catch like an 11 pounder on a square bill? We're all pulling for it, Tom. Shoulder therapy. Can't you just put an earbud in and listen? Clay's going fishing until about 2. I mean, Wheeler did mow him down as usual. Yeah, so the Open is also, is that starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I know they're doing final day live. I don't quite understand whether they're doing any online live Friday and Saturday, but my understanding is all open. No, they finished. No, it'll be Thursday. Does the Open start tomorrow too? Does the Bassmaster open tomorrow too? I'm trying to remember. Seems like a scheduling. Yeah, they start tomorrow. I don't quite know if they're what they're doing, but I'm pretty sure Saturday they will be on FS1, but I don't know if they're doing anything Thursday and Friday for the Bassmaster Opens. So yes, tomorrow we've got Bassmaster Open, day 3 of the BPT, and day 1 of MPFL. I didn't realize they all decided to start on the same weekend. I mean, oh my gosh, my dog just hotboxed me from under the table here. Gravy says he likes the format. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't mind some of the stuff they do, but I think it's just a shame. Open weigh-in will be live. Wheeler was a full blast on the bilge. So they probably have some photo galleries, some blogs, some of that kind of stuff. The season began. Matt Stefan caught an 8. I didn't even look at the results. Should we look at the BPT results? I know Wheeler smashed him on day 1. Their fantasy fishing game is a shamble. All right. So Dustin Cannell is Group B day 1 leader. So that was today. He caught 81 pounds. He's leading by 20. My ring light's failing on me. Matt Stefan in 19th. Britt Myers, John Murray, and Terry Scroggins failed to catch a bass on Toledo Bend. That is crazy. Jacopo. Yeah, overall, the weight's not super great. You know, people only catching look at how many people fail to catch a limit, like 10 guys. Must not be in bed. Sprague's only in 21st. But they all get a second day to move up here. And how do I get to day 1? B. All right. So Wheeler, he's only got him and Sheffield pretty tight, and then Drew Gill, and then it drops way off. Justin Cooper, I thought he was going to be stronger. He's kind of a local down there. And day one, Stephen Browning failed. Not a chatterbait bite, I guess. Boy, that's really weird that Boyd Duckel struggled so bad. He usually catches them so good. Faircloth, 33rd, Texas guy. Kelly Jordan, there's a couple surprising names there not doing super well. Toledo's muddy. 2 feet. 20 for four. Nice. How did you see it? There was no live coverage. You're just talking about pictures? I think Crochet got an 11, I thought. That would have been day one. This. Did he only catch? So, but I can't even tell, like, oh, there, 11-1. He only caught four bass. Live vids. Oh, there was an anglers running live vids. 9+ today. Ooh. How come they didn't show the live online today and yesterday? Yeah. Catching Lunkers on TikTok. They're not doing BPT live for the first 2 days. They are saying that they are moving those live days to the team series for this year. And also something about they don't watch group A and B watching each other on the first 2 days. But I think that's a load of crap. And it's just a cost-cutting move, not have the production team. So, yeah, it's just a sign of things not going super great at the BPT, in my opinion. Dustin Cannell caught everything on a jig head minnow. And I think that's mostly what, based on, I heard some of the photos that it seemed like Cannell or Wheeler was also fishing, you know, 15 plus scoping offshore. Yeah, I kind of want to see the live, the team. But yeah, Catching Lunker says MLF is running on empty. It's kind of the general consensus. Oh, but I don't know if I have a whole lot other to talk about. So, yes, watch. There's going to be another bonus live Friday. We'll do another trivia session. Talk about maybe some of the stuff that we see on the BPT MPFL opens, kind of get an update on that. So look for another bonus since we kind of missed 2 weeks there with work in Mexico. But probably keep this one short tonight. We'll wrap up. We came in late, and yeah, we do need MLF. That's true. Like, love or hate Boyd Duckett and the BPT, we need MLF. We need the Toyotas. We need the BFLs. We don't need the organization to fail. Yeah, well, 3 weeks. We got the elites coming up. I'll be working on a fantasy fishing video for the opener on, is that also on Toledo Bend, I think? And that'll be coming out soon. So, yes, things will be ramping up. And if you came in late and you want to learn some more Hellebass trivia, go watch the replay on Facebook or YouTube or search Hellebass on your favorite MP3 app. Sorry we hurt your brain. But, yeah, thanks for everybody tuning in. We'll do another one of these fun ones, and then probably next week we'll go back to having some kind of guest on, some kind of tour angler, somebody previewing Bassmaster. I'll figure something out. We'll have some interesting guests after this weekend. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Bye bye TikTok. As always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less. As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass
and suck less.